This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Don't you know, pump it up. You've got to pump it up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Fulham and Brentford are through to the next round of the Cup. It's Thursday, the 17th of September. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Jim Campbell.
And I'm Pump Donaldson.
Oh, you little pumped beauty.
I squeezed in there. You gave me what can only be described as a suicide ball.
No.
With very little room to manoeuvre.
Nonsense, poopy pants. I gave you a very accurate Iniesta-type pass.
Right. Yeah. And you expected me to use my skills for good.
Did you
score? All you had to do was say your name. Yeah. Like, what's the...
But I had to say it before the music gets loud.
He didn't even get that right.
No.
He called himself Pump Donaldson.
Pump Donaldson is my porn star name.
I had it as Pope Donaldson.
Thank
which
you.
I like the sound of.
Yes. The smoke rising from the little chimney. We have found a new Pump Donaldson. Pumpy Pope Donaldson.
And we know because there's the smoke to prove it.
Yeah. And my little hat, you know the Pope's little hat, would open and go like that.
Right.
Hello, everyone. So my first sermon. I take to the balcony of the basilica.
It's funny,
and
really.
I just go, and they go, oh, Pump Donaldson, the Pope.
Normally,
it's better than we expected.
Normally, the Pope's the one who dishes out the forgiveness, whereas you, my friend, will be begging for it,
yes,
I feel.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very gassy Pope. Short title.
Yeah.
Well, ladies,
I'm tired. You're in fucking trouble, Marcus Speller, I tell you what.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I really?
Yeah.
He's got a big coffee in
I've
his hand.
I've got a big coffee in my hand.
Have you been to sleep?
No. I looked at my coffee as if that was going to bring me the answer. No.
Do you know Barack Obama won a Grammy?
What for?
For his written, read out
spoken
book.
Yeah. Is it one of four US presidents that have won a Grammy for such a thing?
It's
Ronan Keaton
listen.
Said that on the radio this morning.
Did he now? Mm-hmm. Well, we all know you listen to Magic in the Morning.
Uh-huh. Either that or a wee bit of Ken Bruce on BBC Radio 2.
A little bit of an insider secret. He pre-records Fridays. There we go.
Whoa, exclusive.
Yeah. Don't work for that company no more.
All over the place.
Reveal the secrets of the Magic Breakfast Show.
Go on, say something out. Say
burning bridges with Pope Donaldson.
I have, on more than one occasion, broken wind in the studio.
If we realise that,
yeah, we know that.
Pump Donaldson.
Fine.
Right, okay.
Right.
I think it's time to talk about football, ladies and gentlemen.
Get on with it.
Sorry, but... Right. Deary me, you little sod. The EFL Cup results are in.
He's been up all night like watching them come in. That's what it is, isn't it?
Mother,
and the resultometer.
Mother, is the Carabao in? Is the Carabao present?
You could do with some Carabao, couldn't you?
I know.
Day.
Sod this coffee, I tell you what.
Off brand.
Mm.
Get back on it. I'd like to start with West Brom beating Harrogate Town. What a win for those WBAs. They needed it because they lost, of course, Jim, their opening game of the season,
yep.
Recently promoted, but they're back on the wagon.
It's a good timing, really, isn't it?
It is.
I learned in the aftermath of this game that Kyle Edwards, West Brom player, did he released a song, didn't he? Released a rap song after, as all the kids are calling them, a rap song.
On the TikToks.
Yeah. On the internet machines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done really, really well. And everyone's like, it's actually pretty good.
Actually quite good, yeah.
Good on him.
There are very few football raps that are decent. Doc Brown did a good FA Cup song.
He did.
And was there a bit in, it was obviously World in Motion, the famous one.
Yeah.
There's very few football based raps.
There's a section.
But this one's, it's coming out. It will be out on Spotify and it's coming out. It's getting an official release.
It's coming out.
Good on him, yeah.
Lovely old job.
What about Andy Cole? He did a rap, didn't he?
He did. Outstanding.
Yeah.
I found a picture and actually my sister sent to me, basically saying, Peter, what was going on here? And it was a picture of Andy Cole with a Kalashnikov rifle on a hotel roof.
Sort of overlooking
the Tyne Bridge. And he's wearing a big leather jacket that had Pepsi Max written on his stripes. Like a promotional leather jacket. No idea what this was for.
A lot going on.
It looked video game launchy. Somebody made the point. And you do get invited to these sort of things if you're a footballer. So I've done a few presenting gigs at video game launches, and footballers will be there. And it's all a little bit weird. They don't know why they're there. They're not really interested in the game all that much. They just want their free carrier bag of nonsense.
Him a disservice. he was well known as the defender of Newcastle up there.
He was on the wall.
He was just
behind wall.
He was protecting the city.
Yes, with an AK-47.
From little vagabonds turning up from Hartlepool, Peter.
Well,
evidently didn't do it good enough. He left before you turned up.
Yeah.
It's quite clearly the
Gazza's there with a chicken and a fishing rod.
Yeah. All right, Jim.
Gazza's militia taking on Andy Cole's militia. Very strange. But if someone has got any intel, can give me the 411, the skinny, as the kids called it about 10 years ago, on why Andy Cole was carrying a Kalashnikov in the early 90s in Newcastle, let us know.
There's got to be a story there. But back to West Brom, Rakeem Harper scored a lovely one to get the scoring going. And then how Robson-Kanu
got a belter.
It was fairly soon after the first belter.
Rolling back the years.
Oh, we love a belter, don't we, just. Kyle Edwards, though, what about that bit of footwork to assist the third goal? Beautiful stuff. Looks a player, Jim. Looks a player.
Looks a player and a rapper. Good on him.
Yeah. Are there any other... No, we've just done that. Harrogate Town, their nickname... So that Harrogate Town's nickname, quite wonderfully, is the Sulphurites, due to the water's famous sulphur spring water. The town spring, which I quite like. It's a good nickname, that.
I think the very idea of sulphur quite fascinating. Mm. It's got a beautiful hue to it.
Yes.
It's up there with ambergris, with things I'd like to own.
Yes. Is it as beautiful as Fulham Football Club's Hugh?
Do you mean Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
Ambergris or Hugh Grant. That's not a comparison you ever expect to make, is it? Ambergris is whale sick, that's used in perfume, if you're not aware.
You sometimes find a little little whale tusk or something. Whale tusk, or something. They don't have tusks. You could sometimes find seal tusks in there.
That's a shame, isn't it?
That's a shame. The whales have let us down there, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Leave the tusks alone for crying out loud. Yes, Harrogate, fascinating one. Because, I'll be honest with you, I'd completely forgotten about the playoffs and promotions and so on because of the pandemic going on and so forth. But they're a Football League club now. For the first time in their history, they beat Notts County in the National League Player Final in August, and they're up, which is...
Didn't we mention this back end?
I'm sure we did, but I'm saying there's all sorts of nonsense going on, which I found very interesting indeed. And so they beat Notts County in the final. Speaking of Notts County, there was a story recently at Planet Football doing all about that time when they had lots of money, or supposedly.
Schmeichel, Sven,
Sol Campbell.
We'll bring him up before you do.
But it is funny. Casper
Schmeichel
there.
Doing a bicycle kick and hitting the bar. Oh.
Yeah. There was some quotes about Sven, which I may well have acquired.
Okie dokie. None of this was in the running order.
No. West Brom not even in there.
No, not even in there.
He'd come in at sleep. He'd come in at lunchtime and watch training, and I'd say he was quiet. He came across as a quiet bloke. Then you'd go into Nottingham on a Saturday night, and he'd be sat there in the corner of a club with his section cornered off, and he'd always wave you in.
Please tell me the section was a part of the building. Touchy, ladies. This is my section.
There'd be drinks everywhere, and you'd be sitting there thinking, it's surreal, this is. You'd be sitting in a pub in Nottingham, and Sven-Göran Eriksson is buying you drinks. Bottle of champagnes everywhere.
I love the fact, Marcus, that when you interviewed him, he was quite shy about the whole kind of liking ladies aspect of his personality.
Yeah.
As we all are around you, because you are very much the alpha male of the piece.
Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is very, very true. So, yes, nice to hear a little bit of Sven chat. I think you'll agree.
I went past Notts County and obviously Forest Ground as well. You forget how close they are. Like it's a hop, skip and a jump. It's a very underrated kind of like city centre stadiums.
Yeah.
Enjoyable. Well,
the Dundees, of course, are quite famous for that. Elsewhere in the cup, as I mentioned, Fulham went through as well. And they needed to get back on the wagon because they started poorly. A bit like West Brom. There are parallels there, Jim Campbell. I think you will firmly agree. And Ipswich Town is always a difficult place to go. It was a magnificent win for those Lily White. And Mitrovic got the goal.
Premier League side.
Only recently, though.
Only recently.
50 goals in 102 matches for Fulham.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's Mitrovic is an interesting one, though, isn't he? Because... you know,
Ipswich is level.
Well, absolutely that. Absolutely. And how do you feel about that, Marcus, as someone who's a keen fan of both Fulham and Mitrovic? Do you think he's got enough to be the thing that will keep you in the league?
Keep me in the league.
Keep you in the league.
Keep Fulham in the league. Well, no, there's going to be a lot more. I mean, of course, he scored a few goals when they came up last time, but it needs to be more of a collective effort. But Petey, you're with me on this. Mitrovic could operate at a decent level in the Premier League.
It depends how he is utilised. I think that managers have, successive managers have sort of found that he is sometimes a little bit limited and headstrong at times, and it's difficult to, with the physicality of the Premier League.
Rafa Benitez found this, okay? Rafa Benitez, that's what you're going on.
Why is Scott Parker not starting? Because he's got a little hamstring problem. Rubbish.
Because he's injured. That's why I did knob. dearie me. But it was a fabulous win for Fulham. They march on to the next round.
I'd like to see him have a full season in the Premier League and really, really go for it. Yeah. Enjoyable.
Absolutely right. Everton beat Salford City 3-0. Gary Neville was on comms. What do you think of that?
Is that fair?
Are we going to see Mike Ashley commentating on Newcastle United games?
I'm all for that. Yeah. I think the age of like neutrality should just go. Let's just go full on partisan now. The rest of the world's doing it.
They're doing an interview. Yeah, exactly. We've all got skin in every bloody game going for crying out loud. They're doing interviews in the dressing room and Gary's going, that wall needs a paint. I'll have to get on this. Oh, that plug looks a bit dirty.
Yeah, hang on a minute. I've just got to nip down for half time to give
Steve,
him...
Steve! Get our wall painted, will you?
I don't know. I had a little chat with Gary Neville. You could call it an interview.
Right.
And I said to him...
Shouted through his letterbox at the end of his driveway.
Did you say shout or chat?
A little bit of both.
Okay, it's got a lot of security up, I'm led to believe. Mm. So, but that's also despicable behaviour. and I asked him, this was a few years
Pool
ago.
Lasers.
Oh, no.
There's someone shitting in the box again. I asked him a few years ago, what are you going to do, Gary, when Salford City march their way up through the tables and then you've got to start commentating on them? What if they played Manchester United? And he clearly hadn't thought about it.
Right.
Really?
And he went, oh, yeah, oh, that'd be interesting, like doing commentary or punditing on a Salford game. Oh, right. And I stumped him.
Yeah.
I stumped him with my questions. That one more specifically. Yeah, he did. I like to think that I prepared him for this moment.
Yeah. You know. He had a long run up at that, didn't he?
I guess
if he does it now, once they're in the Championship, which is very doable because all of the clubs are going out of business.
Yeah.
If they get in there, like he will at some point possibly commentate on another match. And it's like, I already did it back in the day, so don't worry about it.
Uh-huh. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
exactly. Fine. Yeah. Good win for Everton, though, nonetheless. Mm. Brentford beat Southampton. What about that? What a win for those bees. Against the mighty Saints, and they march on as well. It's a good win.
Scant consolation for not playing them in the Premier League.
I mean, I don't think it's sort of one or the other. You know, the new season starts and off they go. I wouldn't call it a consolation, would you?
I mean, it is a consolation in that Southampton were at full strength. They played some decent players, so well done them. Well done the Bees.
I think there's, you know, you know, you always would rather be in a cup than not, but I think if ever that is going to be stretched, it's this season, isn't it?
Yeah,
with
exactly.
This fixture pile up.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think, you know, there's silver linings for anyone going out here.
Yeah, we had another mammoth penalty shootout as well. We had obviously Bournemouth beat Crystal Palace, Leeds against Hull City. An enormous penalty shootout, 9-8 on pens. I think the Leeds keeper, what's his name, Castilla, he scored a penalty. I can forget now who scored, because the keepers in Palace and Bournemouth took as well. That's right, but I'm not sure if the Hull City keeper scored. Anyway, or took one. They won 9-8 and... Wilkes was excellent. Former Leeds United midfielder was superb in the middle of the pitch. Now, Peter, with that type of defending, are Leeds going to go down in the Premier League?
Listen.
How's Twitter been this week?
Leeds are in. When we did a show.
They go to the Champions.
When we did a Football Ramble live show in Leeds, somebody in the front row went, Leeds are in!
Yeah, that was just as we sat down, wasn't it? That was the first thing anyone heard. Yeah,
and also, we were in Leeds.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was fully expected.
We did a show. We're in Leeds, if anything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Football Rambles in would be more to sort of spin it. Yeah, when we did the show in Chicago, shout Leeds are in there, because, there's a bloke from Leeds.
What I would like to say, that me and Vish, like naughty little boys, are having a bit of fun about Leeds United, and we didn't realise that Leeds United fans are obviously going to be listening to every fucking podcast going the first weekend of their Premier League
they
debut.
Listen.
And regularly watching their team and having informed opinions on them.
Who would have thought?
I do not come here to espouse informed opinions. I come here to do jokes about Pooh Lasers and Gary Neville.
Right, so. Fair enough. And you've done them.
And I've done them.
Excellent.
Okay.
But Leeds did go out the cup, Peter.
They
so
they can concentrate on getting out the league, can't they?
Once again, Pete.
I'm doubling down.
Has the last laugh.
Doctor Defensive is in.
Excellent stuff.
But Wilkes was excellent in the middle. It was an incredible performance. And he's obviously had a troubled past. Hopefully, he's sort of leaving that behind a little bit. Honeyman as well.
Oh,
the only honeyman I respect on the field, though, is obviously the Honey Monster who played under Kevin Keegan in that advert.
Oh, yes.
Remember back in the day.
So he's
going toe-to-toe with my honey friend, so to speak.
I think that is a nice way to round off the EFL Cup results, everybody. So if your team didn't get through, bad luck this year. There's always next year. Okay.
Leeds.
I'd like to bring Dean Smith to the table. Come on in, Dean.
Have you met Dean?
he thinks Villa should be challenging for Europe.
Yes.
Jim Campbell.
Not immediately. Mm-hmm. We should make clear.
Let's do him.
Because he's not in it, is he?
No, let's do him a disservice.
He thinks
that Villa should
sod him.
He thinks they should be winning the Champions League or Europa League next season.
Yeah?
He was talking about that their past. You know, they obviously won the European Cup in 1982, and he was saying, you know, I'm not going to necessarily say I'm going to lead a team to that, but that has to be the aim, to plan over the next 5 or 6 years to be challenging in Europe and things like that. You can see what he means.
If you're a supporter, if you're a player, that's exactly what you want to hear.
Completely.
And a pedigree doesn't automatically, obviously, qualify you, or nor should it, for the upper echelons of football. But Villa are what you would call an established, to a great extent, as anything can be established in the Premier League, an established top league force. And anyone looking at that Premier League last season, I know COVID kind of gave them, obviously Villa going into it were pretty much down, and then they just turned it around with some pretty good performances post. But I think anyone above 17th can sort of look at the top 10 and go, we could probably squeeze into that. Because there is some Dora Ross in the middle.
Villa in particular, because they've got fairly wealthy owners. They've spent a fair bit of money this summer as well, which implies that, you know, even with COVID, those owners are willing and able to spend money. So why shouldn't they be looking at that? As he says, they've won the European Cup before. Obviously, it was in 1982, so it's you know, not necessarily relevant to the modern game. But still, it shows the stature of the club and the pedigree they've had in the past. And they've got a big fan base. Why not aim for it? And it's good. It's nice to hear some positivity, actually, isn't it?
It is.
Whatever Nassif, is it Soares? Said obviously this week to Grealish to get him to re-sign. Obviously maybe it got Grealish excited, so maybe there's a cash injection being prepared. Maybe the nurse is flicking the cash injection as we speak. Okay.
Yeah,
so
they're just loving it down there. Jack Grealish has signed. They're like,
I know.
We're going to win the European Cup, not now, but within 5 years.
All right,
so just full of the joys of second spring.
Plan out the next 5 years for them then. From where they are now to challenging in Europe.
Right, who are they playing next?
Start there.
3 points.
This is the longest job interview ever.
All right. 3 points on Saturday. Yeah. That's where we start this journey.
Exactly.
And it's true.
Good on them.
It is true. I feel that they might have to repeat that first step over and over again. Mm. But that's fine. You know, you've got to try until you get there. Mm. So, yeah, go on, Dino.
Yeah.
Sacked by November. Now, let's move on. I hope not. It's a man's job. You're laughing at there, Jim Cramer. sadly, we do have to go a little bit more serious now. Macclesfield Town has been wound up in the EFL. It's not looking good. I mean, a judge told in court that the club owed more than £500,000 and decided they should be wound up. I mean, it's becoming a little bit more regular, this. But then we've been saying this for a few seasons now. Mm-hmm. So is it becoming more regular? Well, it's just a thing now, very sadly.
It is, but also, you know, the knock-on effects of COVID are happening as people sadly predicted they would, mm-hmm. which is that it's really, really affecting a lot of clubs, and we may not be out the other side of that yet. And Macclesfield are unfortunately the latest victims of that, it would seem.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Southend have just received a sort of stay of execution. They may very well go the same way, and they just owe a ridiculous amount of money for that level. Mm-hmm. And there are no safety nets anymore, and I think people need to be cognizant of that fact, and people need to run their finances in that way. But there isn't just not enough money trickling down. You know, we're a big fan in capitalist states of trickle down economics.
It'll work. It will work one day.
If Liverpool are fine, then why is everybody worried?
It's never. I can't think
it'll
of anywhere.
Trickle down.
It'll. But it's. You know, it's a bit like the old Blackadder. We're going over the top again, but we've done this, 42 times before or something like that. And that's the genius of it. It will, one day it's going to work.
But, well, I mean, we talk about, you know, obviously losing Macclesfield Town, a huge 146-year-old history. The Daily Mail went with a different angle. Manchester United defender Max Taylor sees loan move to Macclesfield Town collapse after National League side were wound up in the High Court. So obviously that's the real casualty. Max Taylor's long move.
What an empathetic.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Maxfield Town being wound up. How can we get a click on the story? Let's put Man United.
Angle.
My goodness, yeah. John Askey, the former manager who led them to promotion back to the Football League in 2017-18, is still owed a fair amount of money from them. Mm. That shows you the kind of extent of the problem, you know, a couple of years ago and so on. They were docked 17 points. The season just gone for breaching regulations related to not paying wages, which of course meant they finished bottom of League Two. And it is such a shame. And in these towns, you know, a football club is a huge thing. Just even if it is just, you know, people like going to watch the Ruddy football.
As an employer as well.
As an employer in the community, so on and so forth. But it just sounds like we're saying the same old things again.
Yeah.
But they're still valid, those things that, you know, that people are saying about it. So, a big shame there, ladies and gentlemen. Right, OK, let's finish the first half. And after which, we're going to go to Tottenham Hotspur. See you in a moment.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody. Got an email here from John Glynn to kick us off.
JG.
This second half. JG. Johnny G. Jay Glynno says, "Hi all, I love Clive Tilsley." That's how you get it.
That's how you get it.
That's the whole email.
Cheers, John. No, he goes on. Oh, he goes on. Apparently there's some more relevant stuff John's got to say. I'm an American. And unfortunately, Clive isn't well known in common circles. I thought he was going to say, "I'm an American," and unfortunately, Clive isn't.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
Tildo. My best friend and I came to view football as though it was permanently narrated by Clive. Absurd as it might be to an English view of things, FIFA 07 on the PS2 was really my introduction to football. Yeah. In the American version, at least, Clive was the lead commentator, joined by Andy Gray.
He was.
Andy Gray. And I hate saying that.
Yes.
My friend and I played so much FIFA in our freshman year of college, we started imitating Clive's commentary in everyday life, regardless of whether it made sense. At times, my friend and I will still greet each other on the phone with one of Clive's frenzied goal announcements. "It's there!" like that. Anyway, last May, against all the odds, I got married. Don't do yourself a disservice, John, you fine stallion. You pumped beauty. And the same guy I played FIFA with was my best man. He gave a great speech by his own merit, but the ending was unbelievable. He actually got Clive Tilsley to say a few words for my wife and I. At just 33 seconds long, hearing a clip of Clive was the closest I've come to feeling there's a plan to the universe. He gave a rundown of the parties to the marriage. My wife was a First Division Champions League caliber, while I was simply not in her league, adding, "This is a mismatch, let's face it," to many laughs from Americans, the overwhelming number of whom had no idea who Clive Tilsley was.
Love that. It'd be from so Tildo. Confused. Yeah. I mean, was he in Vision? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
It's like one of those cameo things.
It possibly was, wasn't it? Mm. Further evidence that Clive Tilsley is just a very lovely man.
He is a very lovely man.
If he will undermine you on your wedding day.
I think Limmy did a piece, did a little sketch where he started talking, not really a sketch, it was kind of one of his piece to camera kind of soliloquies where he's sort of saying, imagine if, like, somebody said to the bride that, "Not in this bloke's league. You're not in the bloke's league. He would ruin the wedding. Absolutely ruin it.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah. So Johnny G said it was all done out of the kindness of Clive's heart.
You kind of forget. I think when footballers join Newcastle United and they... Sorry, bringing Newcastle United.
But
it's very much the prism in which I view football and have done for the rhythm of my life.
And there lies the problem.
That's why I cry. It's weird. What prism you view football and your earliest experiences of football, FIFA, and also when people join Newcastle United players, to be very precise, they've watched the goal film and they always sort of lately it's in vogue to sort of name check the goal film. That's why they knew about Newcastle United if they perhaps weren't from the UK. So I think it's really interesting all the way in the States where probably FIFA's not a big deal, FIFA or 07 as well back in the day on PS2.
That would have been
probably
quite
hard
think.
To come by. I mean, it's obviously Madden and the NFL and the those kind of players, the basketball players, games that are obviously a bigger deal out there. But yeah, I love people experiencing football and people that we sort of think are very sort of national treasures abroad.
Yeah. What's his name? Ian Dark. He's a huge...
Yes.
Not what about a hero, but he's commentary.
He's sort of the voice of football to a lot of people out there, isn't he?
But I think also, though, there was that moment in, which World Cup was it? 2010, perhaps, when America... Yeah, it would have been when they sort of scored against Algeria or something and they went through, or the commentary he did around that time, they thought it was very unbiased from an English point of view because England were in the same group as the US. There was something like that. Yeah. I'm sure Americans know what I'm talking about.
Like
that, is that Geordie Bloke who does...
Ray Hudson,
who does that kind of flowery...
I'm glad that he's not over here. Anyway...
They've got John Beresford.
If you do want to email us, show@footballramble.com. I don't know if you've heard, but that's a new email address, show@footballramble.com. Now, gentlemen, off to Tottenham Hotspur, where Eric Dyer is worried.
Oh,
he's very concerned,
fella.
Poor little Eric, about the scheduling of Spurs' fixtures. And you can understand this because they seem to have to play about...
Nine in 21, possibly. Nine in 21, Tez, what's that about?
That's so much football.
And they don't have that deep a squad, you would say.
Yeah, well...
Well, they might be deepening it soon, but still.
What you need, if you've got a lot of games... You want a reliable player whose match fitness is very good. Like, never seen an injury.
Never seen an injury, very terrible. Yeah, yeah.
So who are they going to get in to help them out with this, Jim?
Yeah. A man with his own jet, to be fair.
They've all got jets.
He can help out.
They've all got jets, haven't they?
Well, I mean, probably at that level, but I wouldn't say they've all got jets.
Most of them do.
Most of them do. Yeah. Mitrovic has got a jet, has he?
Probably could do.
I'd see him in like a little biplane going, I don't need the fripperies of turbines.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned Gareth Bale. Well, you didn't mention him. You chatted about that. So, yes, the deal hasn't been signed, sealed and delivered just yet, but we're very much looking forward to seeing him in a Spurs shirt. But yes, an awful lot of fixtures to play. They've got, you know, big trips away in the Europa League and so on and so forth.
Well, don't shit the bed the previous season and you won't end up in the Europa League, is my advice.
Well, even if you're in the Champions League, you might have to go away. Yeah. It's quite far and wide.
Yeah, okay, fair. Mm-hmm. I rescind my objection.
Is that right?
Yes. Well, there's a first. Somebody has to catch themselves in that situation, don't they, Pete? So.
I've had a few coffees. I do it myself.
All I'm saying is I hope that we get a documentary about this season as well. Mm. All that footage that they're going to have to edit of all these games.
Well, I mean, the Bale transfer, I'm not going to talk about what everyone talked about yesterday, but I mean, yeah, it just seems like very much an Amazon move for me.
Yeah, indeed, yeah.
Cynical.
Get me on the telly.
Come on, Peter, a little bit more coffee. Do you see Pochettino wasn't happy with his lack of involvement in the Amazon documentary All or Nothing.
Where do we see him?
Well, we know this because Melissa Reddy on her new podcast, Between the Lines, is out now and she spoke to Poch. Do you know what? Let's play a little clip of the great man.
Maurizio, I have to ask because, you know, we speak about being emotionally involved, about opening yourself up and giving a piece of yourself. How weird has it been to watch... Have you watched the Amazon documentary? And has it been weird to watch how things ended and to watch what has happened since you've left?
We feel responsible because it was very difficult to say yes, to open the door to Amazon, to came to Tottenham in a very difficult moment for us. And of course, I feel sorry for Jesus because I spent time from 7 o'clock in the morning trying to help the Amazon people to make that all work with the player, with the staff, with everything. And to be honest, after 25 minutes watching, I think Jesus appeared one time with me, next to me.
Oh, absolute piss take.
Yeah. You've got to really feel for Pochettino.
And Jesus.
Oh, very much so in that situation.
I mean, he's essentially the producer.
Yeah, well, quite, but not just for that, but just obviously, you know, leaving a club in any circumstances, it's rare that it's a triumph when someone leaves a position, isn't it? And so obviously it was a difficult time in both their personal lives. So to have a documentary about that, it must be such a difficult watch. You can't blame them, really.
But to put it's
a na 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 na. Hey, goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
hey, Zeus, goodbye. to do all the groundwork, then Mourinho just comes in and goes, you know that show you had planned? Well, it's essentially an audience with Jose Mourinho now. Oh, dearie me. But yeah, it's worth checking out Melissa Reddy's new podcast, Between the Lines, where she has an interesting chat with Pochettino.
I know for a fact with that interview, he was not expecting it to be filmed and he had to go and put a polo shirt on. Is that right? And he looks bloody fantastic.
Yeah.
You tell Poch to be camera ready. 1 minute, he's ready. He looks amazing.
Exactly, yeah. Obviously, Between the Lines is a new Stakhanov production, so search Between the Lines with Melissa Reddy in your podcast app to listen and subscribe now.
Good.
It is. I think he also talks about looking back on rooming with Diego Maradona while at Newell's Old Boys.
Hostelling with Diego Maradona.
Apparently he didn't sleep for a couple of days.
No.
If you're
going to hide in the air conditioning, Diego, that shit's going to get distributed.
Indeed. Indeed. Mm. What about the chat that with Gareth Bale potentially coming in, with Dele Alli maybe on the move? I mean, it's all speculation. He could be made captain by the time this podcast comes out.
West Ham by Christmas.
West Ham!
It just seems like one of those signings.
I think with respect to West Ham and a little bit of derision, Dele Alli could probably get himself a better move than that. Mourinho has said that he's got no problem with Dele Alli, but Mourinho's funny like that, isn't he? Normally the dreaded vote of confidence comes from a chairman about a manager, but like if it comes from Mourinho, you're like, I am toast. Yeah. I am potentially toast.
Well,
I am sat here like a bit of bread by a toaster.
Luke Shaw's all right now.
Yes.
Yeah. He's moved up. But Mourinho does this. There was that story, Vitor Baier, I think it was. I think it was Vitor Baier when he was the great Portuguese goalkeeper and it was in goal at Porto. When Mourinho turned up at the club at Porto, he hadn't managed that long. He wasn't the Mourinho we all know. Now, but he turned up, and I think Vitor Baier, it was interpreted that he sort of challenged Mourinho's leadership. He was like the big man at the club. Mourinho was looking for any way to kind of stick one on him, figuratively speaking. And so it was like for a month he put him out on loan or trained with a reserve or something.
Yeah.
Just like bang, have that. And Vitor was like, what the hell, you know? And then when he came back after that, of that a spell away, Mourinho greeted him like a long-lost lover.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, come back. And he's like, you did this to me.
Yeah.
You know,
stop gaslighting me.
But it is. It's that kind of thing.
I don't have a problem with Dele Alli. We were talking about your memories of Bobby Robson. Yeah. It's what we wanted. Yeah. It's the soundbite you wanted.
Now it sounds like you do have a problem with him.
I don't have a problem with him.
But I feel like it wouldn't necessarily be the worst thing for Dele Alli to move now, would it? I mean, there's talk that it could be a loan move.
On the pitch,
which might
take him on the pitch move.
Yeah. Because it does feel like he's perhaps stood still a little bit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's a very, very talented player, but I feel like perhaps a move somewhere might even just benefit
would it be fair to say
really?
That more talented and hard-working players have joined the club around him and he is no longer the focus?
He is very talented.
So that's why I think I agree with you. I think a move would be good for him.
He's slightly misfiring, but I mean, you'll have some big clubs in for Dele Alli, if indeed that is the case, but it's hard to tell. Speaking of all this sort of speculation and transfers and all that kind of stuff, did you see that that apparently Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has told Jadon Sancho, we're close to a deal. We're very close. Don't tell anybody, Jadon. Don't tell. Is someone else in the room? Why do we know about this?
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
We're close to the deal. We saw you playing in the internationals. So we've lowballed them even further.
Oh, these wicked whispers.
Yeah. How's it going, Ollie? You going to sign anybody? Well, I've told Jadon Sancho we're really close to a deal. No, you shouldn't be that honest.
Done what? Oh, God. Ed, you've got to get better at this.
Yeah.
I would not want Ole Gunnar Solskjaer whispering at me because he looks like a haunted boy. I'm a European folktale.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that little.
Played by Andy Serkis. Uh-huh.
Are you going to win the cup?
Are we going to win the cup? Excellent. Okay. Well, gentlemen, let's finish with this. FC Emmen's shirt sponsor. This is a Dutch side, of course, a story from Voetbal International. I'm sure that's how it's pronounced, the Dutch football magazine.
Voetbal International.
The KNVB ruled that Eredivisie side, FC Emmen, who finished 14th last year, could not have Easy Toys as their main sponsor. They specialise in accessories for the bedside table.
Sex lamps!
Over to Pete Donaldson.
I agree with Jim. I mean, bedside drawer.
Yeah, 100%.
You're talking wireless charger, inhaler, in my case, and lamp. They're the three things on my bedside table.
Mm-hmm. Let's not hear about what you got in your drawer.
But mind you, you did notice that I dropped a bit of trash out of my pocket earlier, and it was a crazy cucumber I bought. Not a sex toy, but...
What is that?
It's a stress ball that kind of resembles a sex toy, to be quite frank.
Right.
A cucumber.
I saw it in the garage, and I went, I'm buying that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Squeeze me, it says.
I'll have
I'm
that.
I'm a crazy cucumber.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm fascinated by the bedside element of these toys, because perhaps this is just for very, very confident people. They were like, yeah, you know, we're into getting off. So
the
I display these things.
Is it being upfront and honest, Jim?
It is.
Would you call that refreshing?
I would call it refreshing. And frankly, Marcus, I don't know why we haven't led with this.
I guess you started with Harrogate Town to squeeze in some nonsense.
Sorry about that, everybody.
Why are we leading the sex toys? I think any kind of marital aids. Why are we sort of like, in the past, football has advertised cigarettes, booze, you know, all kinds of, and why?
But this is the Netherlands as well.
I know.
Of all the countries that would say, oh, no, no.
They should have actual images of the products in question.
Definitely.
We will do
different
anything.
Ones for different players. We will commensurate to their size.
Strapped to players. Strapped. Why the hell not? You know, just go nuts. It was something like 500 grand a year.
They should measure VAR by it. 6 inches. The average.
500 grand a year they've missed out on there.
Yeah.
It's not insignificant for this club.
No.
And unfortunately for them, they have missed out because of a perceived kind of, I suppose, I guess, lack of decency in the product.
Mm.
And as you say, Pete, other things are advertised.
Grow up, you children.
Yeah, you prudes.
Plumbing
your
European
married
children.
White houses.
You're calling the Dutch prudes, aren't you?
Weirdly, I am.
Yes, I know.
2020 delivers again.
it's a Dutch sponsorship, for crying out loud, people. This should be allowed. But yeah, they said the client, it can't work with Easy Toys.
No. I mean, I'm worried that it might be part of the EasyJet company and they're bright orange.
Oh.
What's his name? Not Skopelos, that's a place.
Stelios,
there we go.
Is he still in charge of EasyJet?
I don't know.
Ah. Should really find that out, shouldn't we, for next time on the show? So no Easy Toys or hard toys.
Marcus, you are a married man. Mm. Grow up.
Yeah. All right. Fine. On tomorrow's show. I'm back with Vish and Andy.
Nice.
You two chumps aren't there.
Yep.
All right.
What's going to happen in the game? Are we going to do Luke's game? Or are we going to do another game? Tune in to find out.
Mm.
It's going to be absolutely enthralling. Whatever happens, I can absolutely promise you that.
I'm a hard sell, Marcus.
Oh, give him an easy toy sell. That's what I say. Right, everybody. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much, Jim Campbell.
You're welcome.
Thank you, PTD.
Ta-ta.
And it's goodbye from me too.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.